This is the Diehards. The Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pappy and Mark Linehan.
And welcome back. Hour number two, SB Nation Radio. It is April 2nd.
April
2020. This date in sports history, Linehan.
The Red Sox won on opening day?
They did not. They didn't play today.
No, they didn't play.
No.
That's why I don't have $1,000 in my pocket.
1980. Can you guess what happened?
No.
Wayne Gretzky becomes the first teenager to score 50 goals in a season. He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was.
1984, this date in history, 46th NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Georgetown beats Houston 84-75. Hoyer's center, Patrick Ewing, tournament MVP, John Thompson, first African-American head coach to lead his team to any NCAA Division I title.
That game was on TV a couple weeks ago.
It was recently on.
It's unbelievable. Awesome. That's what we're watching on TV now, you know?
And
TV stinks.
1990, so this was 30 years ago. I remember it like yesterday with all my high school buddies. I was a big UNLV fan.
Yes, you were.
52nd NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. UNLV beat Duke. 103-73.
Did you watch that game in a hot tub?
I did not. That was the second year with Eddie the Fixer Perry.
There you go. When your nickname is the Fixer, you should probably stay away from the guy.
Record largest margin of victory in a championship game. Running Rebels' first title. Again, 1990. That was 30 freaking years ago.
I was two.
Were you?
Yeah.
And 2008, so that was 12 years ago, Kevin Youkilis played his 194th consecutive error-free game at first base, breaking Steve Garvey's 23-year-old Major League record.
The Red Sox beat the A's
5-0. Happy birthday to our friend Bill Romanowski today. He's 54 years old.
Way to go, Romo.
We love Romo. And the great.
I bet he's eating healthy.
The great, the late great monster would have been 83 today, Dick Raddatz.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Big boy.
All right. Hour number two, keep it right here. It's SB Nation Radio.
Listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
This segment is brought to you by Hillside Harvest. Take your meals to the next level with Hillside Harvest and their delicious hot sauces. Made from all natural ingredients and packed with bold and unique flavors, these hot sauces are like nothing you've had before. Inspired by Caribbean and American influences, Hillside Harvest sauces will pair well with anything from jerk chicken to clam chowder. Or as we like to say around here, chowder.
Chowder.
Check out all that Hillside Harvest has to offer at hillsidesauce.com. It's hillsidesauce.com. Time for the highest rated segment on this program.
More highly rated than any television show that's on these days. I can tell you that much.
You struggling with TV, are you?
I just can't believe how bad it is without games. I don't really watch anything but games, and I just
you're not watching anything on like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, any of that stuff.
Crap, you know. I try to, you know. Luckily, my memory's gone, so I try to watch old games and forget what happened.
That's good.
I lose money betting still. I got a couple of beefs. Number one is, I watch a lot of cop shows.
All right.
Where are they making these doors? These cops, every show, kick a door in like it's nothing.
Yep.
So, I mean, what are they? No locks on those doors?
When's the last time you tried to kick a door in?
At your house when you wouldn't let me in the other day. Same thing. Unbelievable. That and just... I watched the OJ show, that OJ documentary.
Yeah, how was that?
got to tell you, I'm starting to think he did it.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're coming around.
I'm coming around. I'm starting to think he might have done it.
Get out of here.
Mr. God.
Stop it.
That's the one thing with no sports is let me learn about O.J., and I don't know. I think he might have done it.
Do you follow him on Twitter? Because it is Twitter gold.
He's unbelievable.
It is absolutely Twitter gold watching him and his videos. I mean, he is out of this world.
And even that, as much as a jovial fella he looks like out on the golf course, I think he did it.
Jovial?
Yes, you like that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pandemic word.
Okay. Thank you. How are you doing in this pandemic, by the way?
I'm doing awesome.
Yeah?
It's just great.
Finance is good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everything good?
Money? Yeah,
good. The job's going well?
Yeah, I got about 9 jobs now, you know.
All right.
Just trying to get it in there all the time. And then just, you know, the opening day today, I didn't need that money. So.
No, I mean, you wouldn't
Wouldn't
done well today,
no,
right?
No, not at all. Marathon day next week, a couple of grand. Who needs that?
No, yucky.
I got scratch tickets.
Yeah, how's that working out for
you? Need. Well, if somebody needs wallpaper for their house, they can check the front seat of my car.
Now, do you play the lottery a lot?
I buy scratch tickets.
That's
when
it? But you don't play the lottery and win like these other guys?
No. You know why?
Why?
I've realized cool people never win.
What do you mean?
Next time you see anybody that wins the lottery, right?
Yep.
It's always some goof from like Iowa or something or somewhere Western Mass. I'll keep it local.
All right.
Cool people never win. So why
how do you know
it?
This? And how do you what do you base this on?
I just look at the pictures of the people on the news. You know, you go in the lottery store, you go in the 7-Eleven, and they got on the you know, they got that screen. This person won $100,000. It's always some goofy.
It's never like Sully from East Boston.
Sully from East, they don't win ever. No, neither does Timmy from Roswelldale. Cool people never win.
All right, fair enough.
Between that and you know, I'm learning watching my president stuff, and you know,
how about this? How about this guy Cuomo? Huh? He's pretty good.
There's some odds on him now, too. So
get out of here.
Yeah, he's on the board. So
he's on every day, and it's riveting TV. It's like, what is he going to say next?
Joe Biden looks like the kind of guy that calls his waitress Toots.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
I'll have some more cream over here, Toots.
We're not going to get too political on this show.
That's all I got.
But Governor Cuomo, I've embraced this dude. So he's on the board for odds to possibly do something, huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
Watch out. Buckle up.
All right. Interesting stuff. All right, question one, Bean Town Rundown here
on
SB Nation Radio.
Who? Ed Orgeron.
Well, why? What kind of president would Ed be?
I think he'd be a good president. You vote for him, the whole state of Louisiana vote for him, go Tigers.
All right.
You know who wouldn't vote for him? His ex-wife.
Or any other team in the SEC.
Exactly.
All right.
He wouldn't win Alabama.
No, he would not.
He'd win the great state of Louisiana.
Should the NBA
and NHL
just go to playoffs and play in front of no fans? Should they just scrap the season?
Would they put it on TV?
Just in front of no fans, just do playoffs and bang. Here it is.
Hey, Toots, another cream in my sugar, please.
Question two, Beantown Rundown with the diehards. NFL just extended the playoffs, adding another team so they have 3 wild cards with everyone playing in week one with the exception of team number one. Now, I like that they extend the playoffs, yet they don't even know if their season's going to happen.
Put them all in.
We get it. But do you like this whole situation, adding another team and extending it and all this stuff? Do you like this, what the NFL's proposed? They proposed this in 2014, I believe.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, you know what? We'll put on the CBA in 2020. Let's push that off another 6 years. Question three, staying in the NFL. Jerry Jones is at it again. Dallas Cowboys sign Aldon Smith. He hasn't played since 2015. I believe he's 30 years old. 7th pick in the 2011 draft by San Francisco. This dude had 47 sacks and 47 and a half sacks. Don't want to leave that half out. Don't want to screw him. In 59 games. Heck of a ball player, but had all sorts of issues. Drugs and arrests. And he's a bad guy.
Yep.
But are you shocked at this signing? Do you like the signing? Does he have anything left? Just your overall take on Cowboys signing Aldon Smith. Question four, Beantown Rundown. Rick Pitino back with Iona. Can't even say it. Iona as the head coach. How long before Rick Pitino gets to a school that he can win at? Yeah, he'll probably put up some cute wins there. See what I did there? Cute.
Yeah.
Iona. I know all you Iona fans out there. You're like hating on me right now. But this is a stepping stone from back to a school that he can compete and win a national championship. No question there. And then question five. In Houston, the Astros, A.J. Hinch and their GM banned for one season. We all know the history there. We're not going to get into all that. Even if the 2020 season does not happen, that's it. That's over.
Yep.
And then they're ready to be reinstated and coach and be an executive again. Is this a right move? And then we'll get to the never-entertaining entertainment question. All right. NBA, NHL. Forget goofing around, playing the rest of the season, playing the rest of the games. Should they just take the standings as is, hop to the playoffs, and play in front of no fans?
I like my idea. I said earlier to Ian, let's put them all in Vegas.
All right.
Like the NCAA tournament, right? Single elimination.
There's nothing going on in Vegas.
No,
it's pretty quiet.
Line them up. You know, they should have.
They can play at the Thomas and Mack Center on the campus
of
UNLV.
Know. I could see people. You sign a waiver to get in there if you don't care if somebody coughs on you.
Okay.
All right?
Come on.
That's what I'm telling you. You don't want to go, don't go. If there's nobody there, we put it on TV. At least I'll watch it.
All right.
Right? Single elimination. Line them up. Let's go.
So if that doesn't happen,
yep.
What should happen?
Yeah, I'd go right to the playoffs. Why not? I just can't see how you're going to let somebody in an arena.
You can't. Even a player that gets sick. You cannot.
And then you got to close it all down again.
Just stinks for if they do cancel these seasons, as we talked about earlier with these college kids. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It stinks for these players that worked so hard to be like number one and number two seeds, and then just
bye-bye,
see you later. And you know how things change in a season.
And at what point in time are they going to say we're not going to pay the players? They're employees. They're going to collect unemployment.
I doubt it.
You think LeBron would get $300 a week?
I think he might get slightly more than 52%.
I don't think they can do that.
I don't know. All right, question two. NFL expanding the playoffs, adding a third wildcard team.
Let everybody play.
So, you know, what do you have, 14 teams?
Let them all in. More playoffs, the better.
Everyone playing in week number one except the number one seed. So if you're number two, you get pretty screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like this at all?
I do. I like more teams in the playoffs. Let everybody in.
Just everybody.
Give everybody a shot. I think that it'll also make the last week of the season a little more interesting.
Yeah,
teams
sure.
won't mail it in.
But you also could have 8-8 teams making the playoffs, and even a 7-9 team maybe.
Yeah, I don't care. Put them all in. Right. Then you know where you play them? In Vegas. Single elimination.
You
line
in
them
Vegas.
Up and go.
Single elimination.
Play a doubleheader. How about doubleheaders?
You can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. Safety reasons.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Safety schmafety. You think right now, if they cut back to football, like if you were a wide receiver and you had the corner playing a press coverage in your face, if you just sneezed, you could just blow right by and be wide open. You could call it the sneezy play. Check, sneezy. Sneezy right.
Cowboys son, Alden Smith. This dude hasn't played in 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
What do you think? I mean, he's only 30 years old.
I would assume they think he's got something in the tank. Give everybody another shot, sure, but I mean,
the Cowboys are just known for this, bringing in dudes like
America's
this.
Team, right?
They bring in like dudes like Greg Hardy in the past.
Yeah.
These guys that just absolutely suck the life out of everything. Bad seeds. But you know what?
What was the line that?
What if he has something left? Who knows?
Former Patriot Steve Nelson had the line. Remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer ran a 4.3, he would have had an eating disorder.
All right, question four, Beantown Rundown. Rick Pitino back as the HC at Iona. How long before he gets to a...
I think he's here for good. I think
you think
just...
so?
Unless he wins something in national championship. I don't think anybody... I watched that show the other night on HBO. What's the name of it again? I forget. You told me.
Is it The Scheme?
The Scheme, whatever it was. Yeah, it was a horrible show. It was real overrated. And I get the impression in that the FBI was just fishing for Rick Pitino, and they got nothing on him. I think Rick just—he's just one of those guys that wants to coach. You know, they talk about it. He was coaching over in Greece. He's one of those guys that's in the gym every afternoon playing with kids on campus. You know, he's an East Coast guy. Go play at Iona. I think he just wants to coach.
Of course, he wants to coach.
Obviously,
but to me, he wants to get back to a Louisville, a Kentucky, like one of those schools that
he's old too.
He has a chance to recruit and win a national championship.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy still has to drive.
I would think if somebody comes after him that way, you say yes. But I think he's content. I honestly think he's just a guy that likes to coach.
Yep. All right, so the guys in Houston, the coach, the GM, banned for one season, if 2020 doesn't happen. Is this right? So then 2021, the new baseball season starts, and these guys could come back?
Yeah, I mean, you can't
is that crazy?
Overpunish them. You know, I think 1 year is fine. They're happy. They're probably happy there's no season. Be interested to see with the Red Sox. No announcement yet. What happens with Alex Cora?
I know.
If they have
their interim coach now, so they are going to bring him back.
If they clear,
right?
If they clear him everything in the next 2 weeks and baseball starts in September, can Cora be the manager?
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see. All right, entertainment question.
Okay.
If approved, Linehan.
Yes.
Will you?
Yes, I will.
Risk
I absolutely
it
will.
And go to a large event or a crowded sporting event?
Yeah, I go. I don't care.
I mean, look at you. You didn't care before this.
Nah,
you don't care after.
No.
It's like you're just a mess. You're just like, whatever.
Take a number. I had a good run. I had a good walk. I'm all set. I'll go to anything.
What is wrong with
you? I'll sit down front. I don't know. I need teams of dogs. My brother told me once that I didn't need a psychiatrist. I needed an electrician. That there was some wires crossing.
Yeah, a little bit. All right.
He's dead now, so who cares?
Coming up next, joining us, the sports professor, Rick Horro. We'll talk about the business of sports or the lack of business of sports.
You can ask him about Ed Orger, maybe. Too.
Coming up next, you're listening to the Diehards SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
O'Reilly Auto Parts will help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now for a limited time, save 15% when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and two Brake Best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Getting right back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The sports professor, the one and only friend of the diehards, Rick Horrow's on the line. Hey, Rick, welcome back to SB Nation Radio. It's Anthony and Mark in Boston. How are you?
Where have you guys been? What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, how you doing? Let's get right into this thing, Rick. How many billions of dollars are being lost with no sports happening right now?
Well, many, many, many. And you know, the bottom line is this is unparalleled. Everybody understands that. If you would have said flattening the curve 3 weeks ago, people said, what does that mean? You're crazy. Now that's normal human parlance. Rhode Island Economic Company came up with a study talking about just the March events, the March Madness and
sure.
the BNP Paribas and the Miami Open, $6 billion of losses there. Of course it's more because it doesn't include the NBA or the NHL, and it doesn't include things like Wimbledon that is going to be canceled, and it doesn't include things like the Olympics, which is postponed, nor does it include baseball and some other things that hopefully won't have too much of their seasons postponed. But listen, neither you nor I know exactly when we're going to be at the back end of the curve. So anybody that talks about when we're getting back to normal, it's just wishful thinking. We can all think about it, but nobody knows.
Rick, what percentage of teams' revenue is actual ticket sales in general?
Well, it depends on the sport. Obviously,
yep.
hockey is a lot more than, let's say, football is. And so you go from anywhere from 40% to about 60 to 70%. And let's remember the importance of TV. Now, you know, I've been spending my last 13 days watching Jed find oil move to Beverly Hills. And every episode ends the same way, man. I'm done. Luckily, I have a two-story house, and if I jump, I'm not going to injure myself that badly. But we need, obviously, to rely more on live sports, and we understand why. I don't know if you saw the article, but Belarus, the country, is letting its Premier League play. Largely, they don't care about social distancing or the implications on human health, but they care that it's the only league within miles that is live sports, and people watch and bet on anything that's live sports. I think we've found that as to be a very invaluable lesson.
Yeah, I'm with the Beverly Hillbillies, too. I can't believe Jethro didn't sign with the Dodgers when he had the chance that time.
Man, you remember that fastball when he threw it through the tree?
No kidding. Huh? Unbelievable. How did they let that slide by? Hey, now let's talk about TV. You talked about, obviously, I'm with you, TV stinks. But now, the TV contracts and all the money they made, I asked about the percentage of ticket sales. How does it work as far as what money is owed from the league that they don't have to, TV doesn't have to pay when there's no games?
League by league. So when you think about it, there's the act of God clauses in the respective contracts, and this is a very significant act of God. Who would have known a worldwide pandemic, the biggest one since 1918? And so the leagues will recoup some money. A lot of it will depend on when television comes back. By that I mean a lot of leagues are planning on contingency plans to basically start in empty stadiums and then continue when the crowds are allowed back. If that's the case, television revenues will be lost, but not as much if it's completely canceled. So, again, it's case by case.
Is that an insurance issue? Could either the teams or the networks have insurance for that type of stuff? Like you said, a national disaster, whatever the pandemic is?
Yeah. They all have insurance. Just a question of how much is a complete refund. You know, it's not 100 cents on a dollar.
Yep.
I'm not going to go cash in my coronavirus policy. I don't have one. But there are a lot of people who will try to figure out how to deal with this. This will be, unfortunately, a very significant time for insurance adjusters, as we know.
Speaking of insurance, quote, buy, save on home insurance with Progressive. New home, quote, Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Joining us on the Progressive guest line, friend of the diehards, SB Nation Radio, the sports professor, Rick Horro. Rick, talk a little bit about the Olympics.
Hey, how about that setup, man? What do you think?
Wow. You talk about segues. I mean, that was just a professional segue right there, Rick.
That's how we roll.
Hey, the Olympics in Tokyo moved to 2021 for the first time ever moved, again, when we didn't have a war, if you will. What will be the ramifications? Will there be some revenue lost? Any rights deal implications, broadcast rights? Any issues with moving this for a year from now?
Yeah, of course there will be, but not as much of an issue as if it were canceled. And remember,
of course,
it was in 1916 and then 40 and 44, they were canceled because of war. This is the first time they've ever been postponed. Now, what that means is that we're still watching Beverly Hillbillies in lieu of the Olympics this summer.
So, how about that Allie Mae, though?
There. Yeah, here we go. But next year, a boon, because it's big-time Olympic dollars. The only stretch is going to be 8 months after that, you have the Winter Olympics in the same part of the world, and it's an unavoidable situation. Remember, years ago when you played the Winter and the Summer Olympics in the same year anyway. So we've been used to that over time. There will be lost dollars, but again, most of it will be replaced.
Does it come a time when the teams say they can't pay players anymore and basically lay them off? I mean, I can't see LeBron in the unemployment line, but how exactly does that work if you're taking in no revenue as an organization?
How about that? I get the first dollar on the bake sale for the Save LeBron James bake sale.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about that one? How about a LeBron James GoFundMe account? That's going to be pretty popular. No, you know, the way the contracts are done, there is a pretty significant guarantee for the major sports. Now, the niche sports, I got to read up on all that stuff because there is a very significant issue as to whether players will be paid through these suspended seasons. When you say lay the players off, you know, they're not going to be playing anyway during these seasons. And then the issue is, do you get paid? Minor league, Major League Baseball, they've just come to some agreement with service time. It was amazing how easy it was to come to an agreement over how much money they're going to be getting paid and what the service time is, assuming they're going to miss some of the season. I guess that means that when you have a crisis, people get together and try to solve it.
You know, I talk about the revenue. You know, I'm a Boston guy. I'm a bartender down right near Fenway Park. Today would have been opening day. The disaster is just going to be so many bars and restaurants that aren't going to be able to open again. But another example is ticket agencies. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the brokers like that. They've been, you know, making some money for years. But how long till they, number one, they're not only taking in money, they got to refund money. They're screwed.
Well, but let's talk, you know, look, it's a widespread thing. You know, concessionaires at stadiums, merchandise, the vendors, the subcontractors. It's not just the players, and it's not just the owners, as we know. And it's our national pastime. You know, one thing that's going to look back on this, and we're going to see exactly what happens, is A, how much we rely on live TV to get us through life, and B, how much we rely on sports. And you and I both know, I went to school in Boston, you live there, Boston Strong happens because you have sports playing. You have everybody rallying around a community because you have sports playing. This is something where people stay away from sports because you can't risk people getting together on it. It's in quite a different situation versus some prior national tragedies, I'll say that.
Hey, Rick, we got about a minute left here. Do you think the NFL season is going to start on time?
Well, I wish it was an epidemiologist. I can't even pronounce it, nor do I know what it means. But you and I both know that we don't have the answer to that question. We're hoping that the NFL and college football stay as lucky as they are, meaning other than the draft and the order of it, the NFL pretty much stays in the headlines with is Brady still with the Patriots? Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Move on.
Move on, right. But the bottom line of all of this is you do have an orderly transition for the other sports, and everybody hopes, especially with college money, the NCAA only paid 30 cents on the dollar to reimburse schools because March Madness got blown out. Let's just hope college football doesn't go the same way.
Hey, Rick, great catching up. We'll talk to you again next week, okay, buddy?
All right, my man. Stay safe.
Hey, Rick, if the Dodgers won't sign Jethro Bodine, I think it'd make a hell of a tight end.
Stop it.
Yeah, just put the guy in front of the tree and have him throw another fastball, man.
There
That's
you
all
go,
I got.
Buddy.
Thank you, Rick. Dr. Football coming up next. SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Final guest segment here on SB Nation Radio, the Diehards. Back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Dr. Football, friend of the show from the New England Football Journal, Mr. John Serenitas. Dr. Football, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. Hey, I'm curious. I know you're a big wrestling fan, so I want to get the wrestling stuff out of the way before we get into the NFL. So I tweeted out earlier, hashtag WrestleMania 32, but I think it's actually 36. I don't know what the hell, why WrestleMania 32 is trending, but which WrestleMania is this? Can you help me out?
It is 36.
That's what I figured. All
it's
right.
The next one.
So I don't know. You know, you hashtag it, it shows up, and like I'm like, boom, there it is. And then I'm like, wait a minute. It's 36.
Stupid I know nothing thing. About wrestling, but I want to know what's Gronk thinking about. Break it down for me, Doc.
Well, the first thing he's going to be thinking about is the fact that there's going to be no live audience, which is going to take away from him being able to be himself, in essence, which is a big goof. Yeah, so I think if this were any other year and he was in front of an audience, I think this would be an awesome experience for him. But the fact that there isn't going to be an audience, you have to imagine, as much personality as he has and as big of a lug as he is, if you will, that this is going to be tough for him. This is a tough gig because he's a guy that likes to play to the audience, and with no audience there, it's probably after about an hour of making a couple of appearances, he's probably going to say to himself, all right, the money's good, but this sucks.
Can they throw any curveballs at us, like, you know, bringing back The Rock or Stone Cold or any of those guys? That would make me watch. Not pay for it. But
well, you know what? I think they're going to save all that for next year, Mark. When WrestleMania 37 is in Los Angeles, they'll be in the Rams and Chargers Stadium, SoFi Stadium. So I think they're going to save those guys, if you will, for next year. I think they're going to pull out all the stops next year, especially in light of what happened this year. So I don't think you're going to see any major league special guest appearances. You'll have Gronk. Tom Brady was supposedly going to show up if it were at Raymond James Stadium. Obviously, it's not. But I don't think you're going to see them pull out all the stops here. I think it's going to be two nights of wrestling. I think they're going to focus on each brand on each night. And I think that they're going to try to entertain people. I know Vince McMahon's gotten a lot of flack for trying to get this off. But you know what? There's nothing else to watch. If nothing else, WWE is going to take center stage this weekend.
They should get OJ involved.
No, stop it.
I was talking to Pep
that
earlier.
Would be killer.
You know what? I'm starting to. I watched some of that OJ stuff. I was saying to Pep earlier, John. I'm starting to think he did it.
Well, it seems to me like you're about 25 years too late, my friend.
Yeah, I get that. But
you know, I you know what? Here's the thing. I will say this about OJ. Say what you will, and obviously a lot of people think he did it, whatever, and I don't even want to get into that. He is an entertaining follow on Twitter.
It's pure gold. I said
catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. I said that earlier, Dr.
I do love
Football.
His little catchphrase.
Which is what?
Well, at the end when he says, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, can you believe it? So now we got it right. It's WrestleMania 36, a two-day event, pay-per-view this weekend. Obviously, nobody in the stands. It's going to be a very different. I can remember watching WrestleMania 1 at my Uncle Sonny's house in Roslindale, Massachusetts.
God's country.
And watching
right.
Hulk Hogan
it
and
is.
Andre the Giant. And I remember it as a kid watching WrestleMania 1. I can't believe it's
is
WrestleMania
36. That when you used to sneak the last couple of sips out of Uncle Sonny Schlitz?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, but it just goes to show you what Vince McMahon has done with this company and the level that he's taking it to. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar company. So, look, that's why I'm saying, again, I think a lot of people have given him a lot of flack. Many people felt that he should have just canceled it. A lot of the wrestlers that were scheduled to participate have backed out, most notably Roman Reigns. So he has gotten a lot of heat for it. But again, I think it's a golden opportunity for the WWE to take center stage for a weekend. And look, people are looking for things to watch. And a lot of people have the network. So the network's going to be jam-packed. I think people are going to watch. It's going to give people a sense of normal. So usually if you're a wrestling fan, the first weekend in April means WrestleMania. It's going to make you feel like, okay, maybe things aren't so bleak for 6 hours this weekend. We can take our mind off of everything else that's going on.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer. Only at progressive.com. Joining us, Dr. Football and Dr. Wrestling tonight. John Serenade is here.
Dr. Wrestling. Now, can I just say this?
Diehards, go ahead.
If I'm going to be a wrestling expert, can I have a cool nickname? Like, can I be Dr. Doom or something like that?
Yeah,
I want
sure.
to know if it's PhD.
Why not?
Is it PhD or MD?
I didn't have the time or the money to go full PhD. It's MD.
All right. Well, let's get back to Dr. Football for a moment here, John. Should the NFL draft be happening? Roger Goodell taking a lot of criticism. Obviously, he takes criticism, you know, when he walks down the street. But, you know, do you think the draft is still going to happen when he wants it here in 3 weeks? And should he be taking criticism? Your overall take on the NFL draft happening here in April?
I think it should happen. I don't see why not. As long as they do it right from a production standpoint, I should. I don't see them backing off of this unless this really gets worse and the death toll rises and it gets to a point where, you know what, people shouldn't be around each other at all. I mean, basically, I think it's going to take the entire country locking down, not just on a state-by-state basis, for Goodell to say we're not doing this. And whether you agree with him or the league doing this or not, it's great for them because they're the only show in town right now. I mean, if you think about it, what are people talking about? I mean, you're still talking about residual NFL free agency, and you're talking about the draft. None of the other sports are going on. And so you can't blame Goodell and the league for wanting to capitalize on that, as bad as that may sound or even look. You can't blame them for trying to capitalize on what's going on and being the only show in town, if you will. So unless this thing takes this inalterable turn where it just gets bad, worse than it is now, and it's pretty bad now, I don't see them canceling.
You know, this obviously it looks like there's going to be no OTAs, no anything like that, any kind of workouts. If and when this football gets started again, are we looking at more pulled hamstrings and injuries than we've ever seen before? And more fat guys?
Well, Mark, I mean, you know, being a coach yourself, being a hockey coach, you know that preparation is everything, especially when you're going into camp. I think you will. I think you will see more of these tweaks early on, because even if guys are working out on their own, it's not the same as being on a team program, being around each other, being around the strength and conditioning staff, and being around the trainers. It's not the same. So, yeah, I think early on, if, let's say, we do have training camp on time, let's say that all these teams go to camp at the end of July, there's going to be, and I despise this term just because it's become so prevalent in the NBA now, but it's going to be about load management and managing the amount of snaps that these guys get and how much they play in the preseason, because you're going to have to bring them along without any OTAs and mini camps, not only mentally but physically as well. So I think you will see a lot of these tweaks and these bumps and bruises early on until guys get acclimated to being back and being in shape.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've been a coach. You're a coach now. I mean, I'm sure you're already tweaking high school football things for the fall if that takes place, as far as just not being around the kids all the time and stuff like that. I mean, I think you take it to the level of the NFL, I'm sure that they must have 19 different game plans ready to go depending upon what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, and again, you have to be, because you know, to your point, you don't even know if this thing's going to get started on time. I mean, you could be going to camp in August. For all we know, you could be going to camp in September. And so, yeah, that there has to be contingencies in place in terms of how you deal with this. I think the other issue here, and we talked about this last week, is this is going to affect these rookies. It's going to affect their learning curve. It's going to affect their ability to come in and get acclimated to your way of doing things and your offense and your defense and your special teams and your staff. And it's going to hurt the guys that are going to have to scratch and claw to make a roster. I think those are the guys that are really going to feel this, the guys that might either be later round picks or undrafted free agents. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the league and these teams on an individual basis manage this, because it's not going to be easy. Right now, you could sit back and say, hey, we're not playing games, we're not in season, it's not affecting us. But if this thing drags on into June and July, it will affect the NFL.
Dr. Football, John Saronita is joining the diehards here, SB Nation Radio, Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan. TB12 signs with the Buccaneers, I know. Just want to remind everybody that that happened. And then the rumor,
I don't think it counts now.
The rumors were swirling that Antonio Brown could be reunited with TB12. Bruce Arians comes right out and says, not happening. Now Antonio Brown is working out with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. How does that story end?
Here's the thing. It could end with Antonio Brown either signing with the Ravens or at least positioning himself to sign with someone. And after seeing Aldon Smith sign with the Dallas Cowboys,
crazy,
being out of the league for the last 4 years, anything is possible. Look, I know that people like to jump up on their soapboxes and criticize the NFL and these owners for giving guys like Aldon Smith and Antonio Brown chance after chance after chance. But it's a business, and it's all about guys that can play the game. And if you can play the game and you're talented and you can play it at a high level, unless you pull an Aaron Hernandez or a Ray Caruth or something close to that, you're going to have a chance to have a job in this league. And I'm not saying I agree with it, but it would not surprise me if the Baltimore Ravens ultimately, or anyone else, made the decision to sign Antonio Brown. You know what kind of talent he is, but you also know what comes with bringing Antonio Brown into your building. That's why Bruce Arians squashed those rumors right away, because he coached Antonio Brown. He knows what he would be inheriting if he brought him into the building. But it would not surprise me in the least bit, guys, if someone gave this guy another chance.
Now, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine that are FCS 1AA coaches this week, and both of them mentioned the same thing. They've got a couple of kids that are, you know, looking to be free agents, and they're treating it as an opportunity to be in unbelievable shape, hoping that nobody else is, and there's potentially some opportunities for guys like that to make a roster.
Right, yeah, and again, look, I will say this. This will create opportunities for guys like that, okay? Because what's going to end up happening is the guys that are getting drafted, it's a level playing field here now. Whether you're drafted or you're a priority free agent, if you go undrafted, it's kind of a level playing field. So if you're a guy that had a great college career, let's say you played in the Ivy Leagues, a guy like Kevin Davidson, who's a quarterback at Princeton, more than likely going to be a undrafted free agent. A guy like that has a shot to come in with no OTAs, no minicamp, level playing field. He has a shot to come in and beat out a quarterback who got drafted. So it will create opportunities for those guys. The problem is going to be, is there going to be training camp and preseason games so that you can play and prove you belong?
Hey, Doc, you mentioned and you referenced, and I can't believe I'm bringing it up again, but you referenced Aaron Hernandez earlier. DeAndre Hopkins,
I'm starting to think he did it too,
said that Bill O'Brien compared him to Aaron Hernandez. DeAndre Hopkins obviously traded out of Houston. What's your take on that whole that crazy situation?
Look, it's bizarre to me. I've met Bill O'Brien on several occasions. I've seen him speak at clinics. I have a friend of mine that I coach with that played with him at Brown. So I've met Billy a couple of times, and I guess I can call him Billy because I've met him. But Bill's an intense guy, and the thing with Bill is he's a no-nonsense guy. And I think Bill has that Bill Belichick in him, if you will, where he doesn't want the distractions around the organization. Now, I don't know anything about DeAndre Hopkins' personal life. I don't know how many women he's been with. I don't know how many kids he has. And quite frankly, from a football coach standpoint, I don't care and I wouldn't care. Because at the end of the day, he's one of the five best receivers in the league, if not one of the three best receivers in the league. You don't trade a guy like that, especially when you have a young quarterback that relies on a guy like that and is a guy you want to lock down as the face of your franchise for a long time. So now you trade his number one target, you piss him off, for lack of a better term, and you make your football team worse. Now, if David Johnson can get back to the form he displayed 2 years ago, Randall Cobb can play like he did 2 years ago, they might be able to fill some of that void. But, boy, trading DeAndre Hopkins simply because you didn't like the fact that his girlfriend or the mothers of his children were on the complex, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, guys.
Hey, Doc, we have to wrap things up here, but give us a sleeper or an upset in WrestleMania 36.
Bruno Sammartino for the win.
Ric Flair beats Larry Zbysko. You know what? Drew McIntyre beating Brock Lesnar. I would love to see it happen. I think it would be awesome. That would be my upset pick.
Hey, Dr. Wrestling, we really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Doc.
Always a pleasure, boys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
There he is, John Serenitas, joining the Diehards. Quick TL, we'll come back and wrap things up. He's Linehan, I'm Pepe. We are the Diehards, SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
All right, Linehan, we have a little bit over a minute left here in the show.
I get that a lot.
So I'm a marketing guy. I have a business opportunity for you. Listen to this.
I'll take it.
The New York Post law enforcement agencies are tasked with monitoring the mafia. The mafia obviously is down because they can't do any of the bookmaking.
Yep.
So that's one business that's down. Restaurants, construction sites, and waste management, all out.
Yep.
Mafia is struggling big time right now.
I'm in.
I mean, I know the true degenerates are hammering cricket matches in Africa and Australia and soccer games and all that stuff, but they're losing out bookmaking, restaurants, construction sites, waste management. What if we start a GoFundMe page for the mafia?
Yeah.
And then you and I just take a piece.
Yeah, I'd like that.
What do you think? I think it could be huge.
I'd take 3 points, Tony.
What do you
think,
man?
That's all I need. 3 points. Not 3.5. That kick was no good.
How much money's coming out from underneath these mattresses of these mafia wives?
Yeah, guess what? The mattresses are going down, man. Nothing to bet on, nothing to do anything. Unbelievable.
Hey, Andrew Carlson, running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Great job,
buddy. Thanks,
thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, Linehan, great job, buddy. Be safe.
I'll give it a shot.
Everybody, be safe. We'll talk to you next week. It's the Diehards, SB Nation Radio.